defensive back crew. You obviously got DSG out there. You got Mercy out there in that group now. How's that group been?
You know, I think we're making strides. You know, like you said, we have some guys that finally able to get a lot of reps. You know, obviously Mercy redshirt and last year DSG being a freshman. So I think they've come out, they've worked, they've done what we've asked them to do, our defensive staff. So I think we're continuing to make strides, and guys are starting to get a feel for things and getting better and better.
Coach Yates was saying that you guys expect DSG to take a stranglehold, I guess, on that other spot. You hope that he is going to be the guy. How's he look? Does he look like he's taking another step this year?
Yeah, you know, he's a kid who really, really cares. You know, he studies film. He loves to play the game. He's a physical player. And so, you know, him getting a lot of reps this spring, I think, has really helped him. He's starting to get a feel, really, for what we're asking him to do, and I think the game's starting to slow down for him a little bit.
How has it changed your defense going back to having five defensive backs out there with Mercy at nickel?
It just makes, you know, we can be so multiple, you know, that we're able to show different looks. You know, and talking with our offense, I think it's tough on them because we're not switching personnel and we're doing a lot of different things. So it definitely gives us the ability to be multiple and play a lot of different coverages and mix up different things.
How's Mercy fit in that role?
Mercy's been doing good. You know, he obviously got banged up, but he's a guy who's, like we said, he's continuing to make strides, you know, from where he is now to where he was at the beginning of the spring. He's made a lot of strides, and I think, you know, he's starting to figure some things out.
What's the biggest difference going from a corner spot that he was at to having played nickel?
You know, it's really he's involved kind of more in the run game, you know, and he's got a lot of different drops, you know, that he's able to do. So between him and Darian and, you know, our backers, they're able to change up a lot of different things. And so I think that'd be the biggest difference is, you know, he's closer to the line of scrimmage and he's heavily involved in the run game.
With DSG, I know physicality is a word that always comes to mind when you talk about him. What does he bring to the defense when he's out there on the field?
He's a physical player. You know, he loves contact. He knows one speed, and that's what he likes to go. So he loves all the live situations when he's able to come downhill and make a lot of plays. So I definitely think he brings that edge to the defense.
You said slow down a little bit for him last year. What was that like having to throw when he was thrown into the mix like that, and how hard was that for him that maybe some people don't realize?
Well, you know, it's like we always talked about. The thing about him is he studies, and he cares about it. So, you know, he was a kid who had just graduated high school that's playing big-time Division I football. And so, you know, now I think he's more comfortable. He's able to see things a lot more. I know last year was really get my call, what's my assignment, okay, let's roll. Now he's starting to feel what their offense is trying to do to him and understand different situations. So, you know, like we said, he's just starting to become more comfortable in that role.
Are you guys excited for the spring game? Do you view it as another practice? I guess, is it something the players are gearing up for? How do you kind of present it and look at it?
You know, I think for those kids, you know, this is our first scrimmage that's open. So, obviously, they love having people in the stands. You know, and I'm excited to see them go out there and perform. You know, that we've had a lot of controlled scrimmages, a lot of closed scrimmages, but it's always different when you get bodies in the stands. And so, hopefully we can have 20,000 people here, and it'll be a good crowd, and we're able to go see those guys perform in those situations.
You're a Jordan Sparks fan?
Yeah. I watch American Idol sometimes.
You go, you know, putting Mercy and Cam Miles and Cameron Hartsfield at nickel. What was it about those guys that fit that job?
Well, you know, they're physical players, and they're bigger body guys, and so, you know, they can come down in the run game and do some different things, and then they have the ability to cover also. So I think they provide us, you know, a lot of value to the defense, and they're able to do a lot of different things for us.
We don't have Chance out there this spring. Mm-hmm. You know, do you know what to expect out of him yet this year? How does he kind of fit into what you're expecting for the fall?
You know, Chance was a guy last year that kind of took over his starting spot, and he was coming into his own when he got hurt. And he's been hurt, but I tell you the one thing about it, he watches film every day. He's rehabbing unbelievable. He's ahead of schedule. The trainers are very happy with what he is. So I'm looking forward for him to come in fall and go out there and compete and go try to win his job back.
With the JUCO guys, Ford and Miles, what have you seen from both of them, and how are they kind of adjusting to this level of bowl?
You know, obviously the first week was rough on them. You go from junior college to kind of how we ask them to do things in practice. But from that moment on, you know, they've kind of bought into their role. They're both great kids. They study, and they really want to be good. So we're pleased. You know, obviously they're not there yet. We still need them to continue to progress. But we're pleased with, you know, they're trending upward right now. We're happy.
From JUCO guys, when they come here, they expect to play probably. You probably expect them to play, I guess. I mean, are they both guys you see having roles on this team on the field in the fall?
Yeah, there's no question. We brought them in to come in here and compete. And so that's what they're doing right now. And obviously, you know, we have three more practices here in spring ball. And then you got summer workouts. And then you get back to fall camp and you let things sort themselves out. But we definitely look for them to come in here and compete and get some playing time.
With these practices coming to a close, have you seen the whole group progress how you wanted to, or is there always, you know, room that you want to see more done?
You know, I think you always want to see, you know, more progress, but, you know, the one thing when we sit in there and we talk, we're making progress. And that's really the one thing, you know, we have to be ready to go when it's the first game. And so we know that. But those kids, like I said, they're making progress. They're starting to figure some things out. And, you know, hopefully we continue to develop through the summer and hit the ground running in fall camp.
And you look at your veterans, Dion and Thompson, and I think they're both top five in interceptions coming back this year. I mean, you look at the accolades they've gotten. How do they take the next step, and how do you motivate them to take that next step their senior year here?
You know, those two guys, they really don't need motivation, to be honest with you guys. Those guys love football. They want to be great. And really, coming out to practice every day, they're on a mission. And so I think when you guys have been out there, you see that they're communicating. They love to play. And it's really, you know, just honing in their craft and getting them ready to go for the first game. So, you know, they're motivated to be great, to be the best players they can be. And so I think they're going out and they're working towards that every day.
Harsh singled out Moxie the other day for what he's done this spring. What have you seen on him?
You know, Moxie's really taking a step in terms of growing up. I'm happy with him in terms of where he's at right now compared to where he was last year. And, you know, he's a kid that I've talked to about really just taking the next step. You know, he has to really continue to develop, which he has. He's doing things that we ask him to do. And so I'm anxious to just see him to continue to progress. And like you said, hit the ground running in fall camp. This summer will be huge for him.
You look at this secondary, and the frontline guys are all very experienced and proven guys. And then behind them, there's kind of a void, and I know you're counting on the JC guys. Still counting on maybe one or two of those guys coming in this fall to round out that depth chart and give you some depth in the secondary?
Yeah, there's no question. We still got, you know, some few guys coming in here in the summertime, and those kids know they're going to be given the opportunity to compete. And so, you know, they're working hard back at home. They sent us videos of them training and stuff like that. So I'm excited to get those kids here. It's a great group of kids. We're excited about them. And I look forward to them coming into fall camp and possibly earning some playing time if they're ready to go.
In your time as coach, do you ever see anything that surprises you during the spring game?
No. You know, this year will be pretty interesting. We got a concert. We got all sorts of things going on. So I'm just excited to, you know, see the turnout that we'll get on Saturday and really, like I said, see our guys in that situation with people in the stands.
Coming out of last season, what was your emphasis with your group? Where did you want this group to get better, take another step?
We had to eliminate giving up as many explosive plays as we gave up last year. And we had to become better in our man-to-man technique. And, you know, I think we've done that this spring. You know, the veteran guys, obviously, they played a lot of football. But as a group, you know, we had to eliminate the explosives, and we're working towards that every day.